Day one of the Kansas Wheat Crop Tour in the books, and they travel basically from Manhattan, Kansas, westward out to Colby, Kansas. That's where the report session was held last night. Our own Chris Kirby with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission helping us out, talking to some of the participants, as she is a participant as well, indicating that the wheat, as you headed westward out of Manhattan, started really looking pretty good, more moisture there, but getting progressively thinner, shorter, and lower potential as far as yields are concerned. She talked to a couple of the participants last night after day one was complete. The first, a reporter from Bloomberg News out of Chicago.
Great. My name is Tarso Veloso. I'm a reporter from Bloomberg News in Chicago. So today, driving the first day of the crop tour in a yellow number four car, we saw a worse pattern as we headed west. It was very dry. We saw most of the crops were in a flowering stage, but the stands were lower than expected, and the growth of the plants was also smaller and behind what is expected for this time of the year, mainly because of the adverse weather that was experienced in the state since last fall.
And why did you come on this tour this week?
It was actually covering for a colleague that is sick, and I am really happy that I'm learning a lot, and it's my first wheat tour, and I'm enjoying the experience and making new friends as well.
And here's Chris Kirby's second conversation with one of the tour participants.
Michael Corbin of the USDA in Kansas City, Missouri.
And Michael, what have you seen today on our trek, basically straight across from Manhattan to Colby?
Yeah, so today we started out, like Chris was saying, in eastern Kansas, and a little more moisture over there, like typical. The eastern third of Kansas is a little more moisture than central and western Kansas. And the wheat fields were reflective of that. Saw a little higher potential into eastern Kansas. I think the first field we stopped at in Dixon County, estimate of 53 bushels per acre. Had a fairly good stand, a little bit of pressure from disease, a few aphids, but overall nice looking crop. And start going to central Kansas and a little bit of western Kansas, and yield potential just decreased a little bit. The stands were a little bit thinner. You could see the rows from the road. Usually this time of year, you know, we were in the flowering stage in a lot of places. Wheat was headed out. So, but yeah, just it got a lot thinner, and potential estimates anywhere 30s to 40s bushels per acre. So, yeah, it's typical. Yields decrease a little bit.
Our thanks to Chris Kirby, Oklahoma Wheat Commission, for helping us out with these conversations. The day one calculated yield from all cars from the Kansas Wheat Crop Tour, 39.5 bushels per acre, 20 bushels lower than the yield of 59.2 bushels per acre from the same routes in 2021. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.